5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I got an email. It's from Ruth. He goes, Jim, you are so sexy.
Put moron number two on the phone.
That is utter bullshit.
No.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listen to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
She was right on the money, Ruthie. Don't worry about that for a second. Now, I'll tell you what we got coming up on a... well, it's available for you on a Thursday because we've got big games of footy, so you just can have it handed out to you. It's Isaac Quainer, IQ. Cannot wait for him to join us. And I get the feeling this is a very interesting young man, Fat. We're going to dive into what makes him tick, but he can bloody play footy. Don't worry about that for a second. But hello to you, big boy. By the way, we'll also have a poxy joke later on.
Oh, of course we will. G'day, Jimmy. I see another wall on the wall of smacks there.
Yes, 70s, Jim. I've sent it through to Rabbits Bartholomew. It was when, I don't know why, Nine Cricket decided years ago to have a 70s day. And I look incredibly like Tony Gregg, which I don't know if that was a good thing or not. Greggy looked at me and thought I was taking the piss, which I absolutely wasn't. I was just wearing what they provided me with. Now, well, what's going on, please?
Well, all happening, Jim. We'll have a quick chat about the fights, and there's footy, and there's netball, and there's soccer. Speaking of soccer, look at old Rabsy here. He's in the studio there with his Melbourne City Guernsey on.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Warwick Capper. Remember me?
I do.
It's hard when you can talk quick. It's bloody hard getting that remember.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Hi, this is Warwick Capper.
What?
Yeah.
That's the great Molly Meldrew in the background, one of my all-time favourites. What?
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 I don't know if Molly was his number one fan, was he?
Oh, I loved it, mate. I still get Moll rings me, I reckon, 3 or 4 times a year. Yeah. And Fat, they're among the more entertaining phone calls I have for the year. Moll just gives it to me for 5 minutes about whatever it was and then hangs up.
Yep. I remember he used to ring me, Jim, and he'd say, when you're on the footy show, Bill, stop clicking your pen.
Yeah.
That's all he just hung up. That's all he said. Stop clicking your pen and hung up. Yeah. I said, okay, Moll.
The last time he rang me, he gave it to me for 5 minutes on the fact that Glenn Maxwell wasn't in the Australian one day team. I said, Moll, I'm not a selector. No, it's a disgrace. How isn't he in the team? Like, he's the best one-day player, and he's not in the 12 players picked. I said, Moll, I don't pick the team. I can't help you. Anyway,
Jimmy
man.
Boy.
He's genius. Hey,
let's have a chat about the fight last night. It was the old line versus the young line. And let me tell you, Australia has a new boxing superstar, Jimmy Boy. Yeah,
the Zoo Kitty.
Of course, Timmy Zoo. And it's fair to say, Jim, it didn't start that well for poor old Tim.
Australia, we've waited a long time for this. It's Tim Horn against Jeff Horn, who will be crowned the king of Australia.
Tim Horn versus Jeff Horn. Come on, mate.
Come on, mate. It can't be that hard, can it?
Well, he's had one job, Jim, and he's been working on that for 2 weeks. Been working on it, and it reminds us, Jim.
No. We are not. Matty is our man, and we're hit the button, Rebs.
The most powerful puncher from Perth that has ever been, Danny the Man, the machine, the machine.
Maddie Campbell. Whoa, come on. That is too good. He'll be listening too, Maddie. He'll know we're going there. As soon as he saw that last night, he would have known that's going to be played.
Hey, it was a boxing masterclass last night by Timmy Zoo.
Yes.
8 rounds of dominance, and that's how I scored it, Jim. He just won it easy.
Timmy, was it Bill?
Tao was thrown in at the end. But well done to Timmy Zoo. He'll go places now, Jim.
And no doubt. And what about old Horny's corner man trying to keep him out there? That's not acceptable, Bill. When your man's done, he's done.
Yep.
The priority for the corner people is to make sure that the box is safe, and I'm not sure that was happening last night.
No, he won't want to see that again. But also, fair to say, I'm not sure how Tim and Costa get on, Jim, because Costa lives back in Russia with his new family. And Timmy, fair to say, is getting sick of being called Costa's son, I reckon.
I just want to let everyone know that my name's Tim, not the son.
We know.
His name's Tim, Jim.
No, that's it, Bill. Not horn either. Zoo.
Oh, now, boys, you'd be all over this, of course. A very strong statement made at the NBA playoffs. All teams haven't taken the floor in today's playoff games, boys. What's going on there, please, Rabsy?
Well, it's in protest of an incident that happened between police and a black man over in the US, Bill. So they've protested and no teams have taken the court today.
That's, yeah, racial injustice.
And the Bucks have released a statement. I can read that for you. This is from the Bucks. Our focus today cannot be on basketball. We're calling for justice for Jacob Blake and demand the officer be held accountable. For this to occur, it is imperative the Wisconsin State Legislature reconvene after months of inaction and take up meaningful measures to address issues of police accountability, brutality, and criminal justice reform. The WNBA is following the NBA's lead, officially cancelling Wednesday night's games. So, Rabs, I guess the question is, what happens now? Do these games get postponed? Till when? What happens?
I think they said they're going to be rescheduled. So, I mean, they have the facility in Florida for however long they need. So they can reschedule them for tomorrow or the day after for whatever they see fit, I guess.
It's a big statement, isn't it? It's a strong statement,
Jim. It is.
Yep.
It is. The NBA, the finals games, and no doubt about it. But we will see what happens there because, of course, these are final series, Fat, leading into the big one. So they have to reschedule quickly. What else
they
got?
Will. We got the Vixens. They're still on top of the ladder. They are flying up there in the Queensland hub. They defeated the Adelaide Thunderbirds. They won't go last night, Jim. The Vixens winning 50-43 there. Two games of footy tonight, Jimmy boy. And I'll tell you what, the first game, Essendon Hawthorn, there'll be a lot of interest in this one because one man comes back for the Dons, Jay Danaher. Be very interested to see how he goes, what his touch is like, what his fitness like, and his confidence. So very interesting game indeed, this one.
Kyle Hooker back as well. Our man Hooksy, of course, the winemaker from Swan Valley in Perth. But Fat, they haven't won a game in 5 weeks, Essendon, and they would not want to drop this one against Hawthorn. This is an arch rival, of course, going back many, many years. But they're not in great shape, the Hawks, so they will. It's inevitable that they'll come for the Bombers if they don't win this game today.
Yeah, and Benny Stratton's out. He's been managed, and they're good friends, aren't they, Stratton and Danaher?
They are.
So that would have been interesting, Jim. Burgoyne also managed an impy out injured. And then the next game, that's a good game too. Two really good games tonight. Yeah. Richmond and the West Coast Eagles. Big Nankervis comes back, and young Dow plays his first game. Good luck to him. But Marbio has been dropped for Richmond, Jim.
I saw that.
He's been all right.
Interesting, isn't it? Well, I think he's been all right, and they've been playing really well, but they have got good depth in that part of the ground, so maybe they just think he can do with a spell. It is a 5-day turnaround.
It is, and the West Coast Eagles, Hutchins comes back in. He'll probably tag Dusty. That will be interesting because not many tag Dusty, so look for that. And also Brent Williams will play his first game. He's a ruckman. He can jump.
Ahead of Nine Sport?
Well, not that Brent Williams, but this is another Brent Williams down the other side, down the peninsula there, Jim, and can jump the boy. So good luck to him. And
down the other side? What are you talking about, Fat?
Well, the other side from here.
I think you might find that his name is Bailey Williams.
Yeah, his brother's Brent. That's right. Bailey Williams. Jim, you idiot. Not the same bloke
what
that works
at nine. What are you on about? What drugs are you on? Seriously.
Well, I know Bailey. I know his old man, and I just had a lapse there.
From down the other side.
Of the peninsula.
You went with Brent twice. You obviously don't know his old man that well.
Jim went with it too. He thought it was a bloke at nine. Geez, a fool's head. Fair to come, Jim.
Oh, I tell you what, Fat. The end can't come quick enough for you.
And the A-League Grand Final, Jim, is on this Sunday. And our mob, Melbourne City, Rabsy's got the shirt on there. Well done, Rabsy. Take on Sydney in what should be a very interesting game. And that is all.
That's the end of the wrap?
That's it. That's a nice wrap today. Bit of basketball, bit of boxing, a bit political.
Not really that good.
And a bit of footy.
And the wrong player debuting for the West Coast.
Good luck to Bailey Williams.
Speaking of footy, we've got Isaac Quayner from the Collingwood Football Club up next. It's the Rush Hour Triple M.
The most powerful puncher from Bath that has ever been. Danny the Man! The Machine! Green Machine!
Ha ha ha.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M with JB and Bill.
Our next guest has played 9 games for the Pies and been impressive in defence. He's almost ready to play again after what Luke Darcy would describe as...
He's had his spleen shit open. Sorry, let me start again. He's had his shin split open.
Please welcome, from the Collingwood Magpies, Isaac Quaynor.
What? They haven't heard that before. What's he on about, the Duke? Bringing the brand of Triple M footy down as we get our man in, Fat. Pick 13 in the 2018 draft. Highly, highly touted young footballer who's made a good start to playing senior footy with the Maggies. Isaac Quaynor, we call him IQ here. Welcome IQ. To you, IQ.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Now, let's get straight to the big stuff. How is the leg going? We all saw the injury and, of course, as I understand it, when you get a split like that right across the shin bone, the healing can take a bit longer than maybe in other parts of the body. How's that all going?
Yeah, definitely. It's been a painful last 15 or 16 days, definitely. First 10 or so days, I basically wasn't able to do anything. So it was a pretty slow first 10 days of recovery. But over the last 4 or 5 days, it's really started to get a fair bit better. And I've started to get moving and started to get a sweat on. So aiming to be back hopefully in the next couple of weeks or the next week or so. But we just got to tick it all off with the docs.
Hey, how many stitches did you have, IQ?
Good question. So it's one long continuing stitch. So it's basically one stitch, but the doc said it would have been 30 stitches if it was done like a normal stitching process, if that makes sense.
Well, yeah. So nobody was sure what happened, Isaac, because you went down, but then everyone was slow getting off the ground, a real slow walk. So we weren't sure, but it was obviously the boot start of the Sydney player. And you knew straight away? What had happened?
Yeah. Well, I was kind of in a bit of shock as well. Like when it first happened, I kind of looked down at my shin and just assumed it was going to be like a little graze or something like that. And looked down and my shin was half open. I could see my bone, so it wasn't an ideal sight. I was probably just more in shock initially because you don't expect anything like that to happen on a footy field. So yeah, it was a freak accident. But yeah, what can you do?
How painful, IQ?
To be honest, not too bad. I don't know if it was the adrenaline or I'm just as tough as nails. I don't know what it is. I was actually all right. Like I kind of stayed pretty calm, I thought, and actually wasn't too bad.
So you'd appreciate us talking about it because you wouldn't be sick of people bringing it up all the time.
Nah, it's a good start-up of a topic of conversation, for sure.
You all look right. So comfortable in your early games, mate, and we'd all waited for you to debut, of course, because those of us that follow the draft, and that's only me, Bill wouldn't have a clue, knew how good a schoolboy and Oakley Chargers footballer you were. But when you got in for the Maggies, it just looked like the game was at a pace that you were able to cope with really easily.
Yeah, I think I'd like to say that was as a result of having spending a few weeks in the VFL prior to my debut, and it kind of allowed me to get that sense of the intensity of the game and the skills and everything required to play Collingwood football. So I think when I came in, I felt really confident, and the boys got around me as you'd expect, and I think everything kind of just fell into place, which is really good.
Tell us about your story, Isaac. You grew up out there at Doncaster East, Jim, which is, I don't go that far from your holidays, to be honest. But you're
a Christian Petrarca sort of territory, isn't it? He's a Doncaster.
Yeah, right next to him.
Yeah, and you grew up a Collingwood supporter, and you trained with him too before you actually got there.
Yeah. So it's a pretty it's a real dream come true setup, really, because as I said, grew up barracking for him, going to all the games as a young one, and to be able to be out there playing alongside some of your childhood heroes is pretty cool. But yeah, I grew up, as you said, down in East Doncaster. I played my local footy for Beverly Hills. I got 3 younger brothers who also all play footy as well. So I'll keep making sure they're training hard. Hopefully we'll have another couple more Quainors coming through. But
Quainors.
four boys, so plenty of sports, keeping real active. And keeping mum on her toes.
And a nice low number too, IQ. Number 3, did you edge out to get number 3? Was that Wellesley or was it Daniel Wellesley left to get you that one?
Yeah, I did. I was spoiled for choice, actually. We had 3, 6, 9 and I think it was 14 to choose from.
Jeez.
So I went with 3 just, partly because of Wellesley, and I obviously love him as a player and as a person as well. So I thought it was pretty cool to take over the number from him. But, yeah, we're kind of spoilt for choice, a few of us young boys, for sure. But
they would have had to shrink the old jumper down a bit. He's a very good friend of mine, IQ. Tim, he was, of course, Tim. At North for all of my time. So I can you can say that about people that you're friendly with. But they would have had to get a smaller one for you.
Yeah. he was getting a little bit... on the biggest side, but I tell you what, he can kick the football as good as anyone. So that's what it really comes down to.
He, in the 10 years I was at North, he was my favourite Welsie, as far as skills go. He had more disco moves and more ability with the footy, especially if he got inside 50 IQ. Ooh. She was good night.
Unbelievable. He's got a real good trick bag.
Who was your favourite growing up of the Collingwood boys?
I probably would say either... Pendles or potentially Swanee. Pendles. Yeah, no, boring, isn't it?
Speaking of Swanee IQ, did you see what he put out on Twitter, I think, yesterday? A tip for all young players, he reckons. And that's the first time I'd seen this. You might have seen it before. He said, whenever there's a shot at goal, go and stand by one of the point posts. So if it goes out in the full, you get a free possession. Did you see that?
I saw that. That's a great call by him. I will be using that in the next few games for sure.
And he said it doesn't happen all the time, but you might get 5 or 10 throughout the year.
Yeah, well, that's all you need. Just pad the stats a little bit.
Yeah. Hey, and also, now your mum, Kate, she's a music teacher.
Yeah, that's correct.
Can you play any instrument at all?
No, it's a funny one because obviously four boys and none of us play any instruments at all. It's pretty tragic, to be honest. So mum tried. She tried hard. She got my bars played, I think, a bit of violin, piano. I played drums for a little bit. But as soon as, you know, footy and basketball came into the picture, everything musical went out the window. So, yeah, unlucky for her. But, yeah, she's a pretty talented music, I guess, teacher and person herself. She can play a few different instruments, and we got a few instruments lying around the house. So if I ever get bored, maybe I might pick up a guitar or a piano or something like that and give it a crack.
And what about your dad's incredible background, mate, from Ghana, which is on the west coast of Africa? Have you been over there in your time? And if so, how was that? Tell us a bit about your dad.
Yeah, so I went over there when I was... I've only been over there once, so I went over there when I was about 11 and had spent about 6 weeks over there. And my whole dad's side, his family is over there. So I got to meet my grandma and all my aunties and uncles and cousins, which was super cool. And I kind of got to live the lifestyle a little bit as to what he lived as a child. So it's kind of a bit of an eye-opener, definitely looking back. But I was probably a little bit too young. Like, I don't remember too much of the experience, so... Over the next couple of years, once the borders start opening up, I'll definitely look to head back with Dad and experience it all over again.
Mate, it's a nuts part of the world, that, and one we know so little about. You go from sort of Guinea down through Ghana and then Cameroon and, you know, down to Kinshasa, where, of course, the great Ali form and fight happened. But that west coast of Africa, we know so little about here.
Yeah, it doesn't get too much talking, does it? But no, it's a lovely part of the world. I'm very fortunate to be able to spend a little bit of time over there and kind of get a little bit of that real cultural experience as well. Not so much a touristy vibe. I get to really actually be immersed in, you know, my family and what they do. So, yeah, pretty fortunate, definitely.
31 million people live in Ghana, Jim.
Thank you, Bill.
I don't even know.
That's your contribution to this discussion, is it? Just going to roll out
their population. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of bloody people.
That is a lot of people,
Thank you, Bill.
It's a packed place.
And now Collingwood Carlton this Sunday. Oh, it's a big, big game at the Gabba, unbelievably.
Rivalry. Yeah, it will
be. But I always remember Eddie saying he used to go down to the boys on a Tuesday before the big game and he'd say, righto, boys, I don't care if we only win one game this year, it's against Carlton. So it's just a big game, isn't it? It's so built up.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I think any game against Carlton, there's always one you want to win. And I think they're a pretty informed side at the moment, and then we've probably got a little bit of proving to do. We've had a decent game last week, but I think we want to keep building. So I definitely reckon it'll be a big game, and I'm confident that we'll get it done.
Where's our man Will Kelly at, please, IQ? Because, of course, Bill and I are great mates, we don't know how, with his dad, Cement Head. So where's Will at with his footy? We saw him debut and play nicely and then injure himself.
Yeah, he's had it was a real up and down game that one for him. Would have been one of the biggest highs and then one of the biggest lows. But, he's going pretty well. I think he's about 4 or 5 weeks into his recovery with his elbow, and I think he's started running now. He's getting a bit of ball work into that opposite hand, to the right hand. But I think he's tracking really well. Like I think he's glad to be part of the boys and to be kind of immersed in everything that's still going on, because he obviously went back home to have the surgery for a bit. So I think it's good for him to be back out here and part of it all. So hopefully we'll see him back, at least play a couple games towards the back end of the year. But I guess you never know.
And Jordan DeGoey, what's the latest on him?
Actually, not sure on Geordie. I know he's definitely doing a fair bit of running and staying real fit. So that's what I've been seeing. But I'm not sure on the timeline with him. But, yeah, we obviously hope to see him back at some point.
Yeah, exactly. Love to have him back. What's the game the other night? Did you see Darcy Cameron in the ruck land on his bum bone?
He copped it. He had two
I know.
Right on the coccyx, a poor bloke.
It's a long How's way his down coccyx?
He's a big boy.
How is his coccyx? Okay.
Yeah, we'll go with good. It's going well.
IQ, Bill's ability to laugh at another man's misfortune is the stuff of legend.
Mate, you poor old Cameron the other night, Jim. Did you see it? He landed flat on his ass.
Tell you he was in a world of pain, wasn't he?
What else is happening, mate, as we let you go, IQ? How are you going with the rest of hubbing? What are you filling your days with?
Well, for me at the moment, because I can't go in the water yet with my cut, so the last few weeks I've been kind of watching a fair bit of Netflix, catching up with a few of the boys. I'm pretty close with Will Kelly and Mark Keynes. We've just been hanging out and talking a bit of crap together.
What do you got Netflix for us? Tell us what we should be watching.
Well, I just finished off a show called Top Boy, and I didn't mind that. It was a bit about like these English, like, mobsters, really, so it's probably not very positive, but it's a good show and I enjoyed it. So that's what I just finished off. So I'm actually looking for something new, but you guys have got anything for me?
Yeah. Well, I'm actually retro. Oh, Yellowstone. I've been watching bloody Homeland, which finished about 100 years ago, so I'm miles behind. Hey, IQ, what about other sports, mate? Are you into the NBA? We see Lionel Messi wants to leave Barcelona. You're a soccer man. Yeah. What do you follow?
I'm probably, a basketball man over anything else. A lot of the boys are pretty big basketball fans. We've got a big screen in the main room, so we've had the basketball going most days just in the background while you're having lunch or brekkie. So I've been definitely staying in tune with that.
Who do you follow?
Well, I actually go for the Pelicans, but I'm a big LeBron fan, so I wouldn't mind LeBron winning our chip.
The Pelicans
are... They're never going to win anything. Well, not with a name like that. I don't care how good they are, who they get.
Yeah,
with a name like the Pelicans, they're not going to win a thing.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, they need something probably a little bit more intimidating, hey?
Yeah. Well, hey, what about a partner up there in the hubs for? Is there any CQ for IQ in HQ?
Oh, no.
Nah. That was good.
CQ.
What's that?
I don't know what CQ is.
I'm riding solo up here, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Righto. No one jumping the fences or running across the
golf courses.
We're playing by the rules over here.
Good boy. He's a good boy, IQ. Hey, we can't wait to see you back out there, mate. We loved watching you in those early games, and great to hear that it's not too far away for you.
No, appreciate it, guys. Thanks for that.
Enjoy, mate.
Good on you, Isaac.
Enjoy.
This is the Rush Hour. JB and Bill, you're hearing us on your radio and also on the Triple M app.
Which is where a lot of people hear us, Fat, overseas.
Oh, I know, Jim, I know.
We are looking for our farthest away listener. That's how you say it, Bill, farthest.
Furthest. It is furthest, Jim.
F-A-R-T-H-E-S-T, farthest away listener. And we have been inundated by people who are listening to us everywhere. It's quite extraordinary, actually. I'm trying to find one that Troy Selwood, our man, of course.
Yes, I saw that.
Member of the great Selwood family. Yes. He's listening from the North Pole.
come on, Troy. I did see that, Jim.
Robert Wilmshurst reckons he's listening from Uranus. So we've had a few that have attempted to be funny with it.
Well, Loki, our mate Loki, Jim, did you
he's
like
a part
one?
Of the top five, so I'm going to hold on to him just for a second.
That's all right.
He won't win a prize, Loki, because he has won plenty from us in the past.
I like this one, Jim. It starts by saying, hey, legend, flog and rabs. Oh, so long-time listener.
Understands you well.
Dubai. So I can't believe he's calling you a flog.
Burns Beach in Western Australia. I'll listen to Bill's jokes. They're still no good over there, says Chase. So, Bill, what this is how do people get stuck into this rabbit?
Triple M Rush Hour, Facebook and Instagram. You can see the posts.
I live in a small town called Sheridan in Oregon. Whose population's greatly increased by a federal prison. By the way, I'm not a resident, says Matt Pomeroy. I love that.
So Connor?
Yes.
Connor Rogers. He lives in Watsonia, Jim, near the station.
Oh.
That's all he said. He lives near the station at Watsonia.
John Ellis, Telford in the UK, love the podcast, he reckons. Trudy said for years I listened from Meridian in Mississippi. Now I'm back in Oz, but she said I love it. All right. So time for a top five, Fat. And this is, of course, just from the first lot of applicants that have come through. We have got incredible prizes to give away, by the way. Rabbits, run them down, please.
Yeah, we've got a $100 Neverland store voucher, that's home of Australian streetwear, a grilled voucher and a slab of St. Andrew's Beach Brewery Froffies. Oh. Great present for Father's Day.
I know Philip Walters deserves a special mention before I get into the top five, too. Tim Boone. Southwest Victoria, we went and milked cows. You cop one in the face in Timboon. It was among the funniest things I've ever seen. Bill's trying to get down on hands and knees to hand milk a cow, and the idiot turned the udder, the teat to himself and blasted his face.
Beautiful it was.
Milk. I fell over, I was laughing that hard. Anyway, great people in Timboon, Philip Walters, we appreciate that. But anyway, time for us to get the top five rolling.
Righto.
Number five, Andrew Duncan, listening to us in Melton.
Come on, Andrew.
Oh, you got to admire that. I like that. So that's number five. Toby Kilpatrick, never again, Toby. I drive the Mars Rover.
He what?
He reckons he drives the Mars Rover. So he's claiming he's listening to us from Mars.
Oh, what a pity.
You know, never ring us again, Toby. Not on your life.
That's good, bud. That's
very good. I like that. So that gets him into fourth spot. Number three, our mate Loki. We hear from Loki a lot, but he's always quality. He says, my mate Gav listens in from Bangkok every day.
We like that.
That's nice. Number two is a prize winner, by the way.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
He gets the voucher from Neverland. Mm-hmm. And you can do that online from overseas, obviously.
Yes, you can.
Frank Mulhall, who says, I listen in from Peterborough in the UK, and Fat's jokes stink all the way over here. So Frankie gets a nice prize. That voucher will get to you, Frank, all the way in Peterborough in the UK. But number one. Yes. And I like this. And it comes from Brad Swarbrick, who says, I live in Donnybrook, which is 2.5 hours south of Perth, and that's still not far enough away from Fat Jokes. Bradford, I like that, and we've got a slab of beer coming your way.
Yeah, thanks to St. Andrew's Beach Brewery. By the way, treat your dad this year with a Father's Day dozen, which includes a personalised label from St. Andrew's Beach Brewery.
I love it. So Brad Swarbrick, Donnybrook, and I know Donnybrook, south of Perth, very nice spot. You will be getting a slab of beer. Now, that's the first top five, Fat, but we want people to still tell us where they're listening from. How do they do that again, Rabs?
Triple M Rush Hour on Facebook and Instagram.
And Tuesday next week, Fat, will be your turn to compile a top five.
And I'm going to be a lot more serious than what you are, Jim, because we have got people listening from Mississippi, from Oregon, from Denmark.
That. Yes.
From Charlotte.
Yes.
From British Columbia.
British Columbia. Beautiful, so they're all British out Columbia. There. That's Vancouver.
Darwin.
Yes.
We are going to get them all. There'll be some more by Tuesday, and then the old Wilbur will sit down and do my top five.
Johnny
and
Walsh.
And they'll get some very good prizes.
County Kildare in Ireland. We've got a great Irish following.
We didn't.
We got Matty Goddard, or Godenzi, actually, from the Tiwi Islands. Beautiful people up there, of course.
Nice.
Jim? And Robbie Rowley, Todd from Bowen Heads. How many of them do we get?
Virginia.
Oh, no. Caloundra. Oh. Sunshine Coast. Zachary Clark loves it up there. Will be nice up there.
Blake reckons. What about Matt reckons he's on the planet Saturn? Don't know how that works. Spain.
Oh, my God. Scarborough.
Vetus Gerolaitis.
Oh, Vetus Gerolaitis. Oh, now, Bill, so that's that's our first up. By the way, this all started from a caller who got hold of us from Sweden, Bill. That's where it got underway.
There he is.
So, Bill, you have carriage of the next top five, and it'll be Tuesday next week. So tell us where you're listening, and we will get you on air.
Hey, treat your dad this year with a Father's Day dozen, including a personalised label from St. Andrew's Beach Brewery. It's a perfect gift for Father's Day.
How good is that, by the way? Superb boutique brewer down the peninsula now. Very nice show, that one. Isaac Quainer, but very interesting young man, Fat.
Yes. I know, I like him, Jim, and has got some good history there, can play the game, and he'll be back up and running for the Maggies soon.
Damien Christoph to join us tomorrow on the podcast. Make sure you're listening to that. I'm also going to tell you a bit about what I don't understand about lockdown. And also a real bad Friday joke. Bill's jokes tend to start well, and then they just train right off. So by the time Friday comes around, they're worth hearing just because you'll hear how bad they are. Speaking of which, today...
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Well, Jimmy boy, currently I'm 3 from 3 this week. And let me tell you, today I will go 4 from 4, and 4 out of 4 ain't bad.
We'll be the judge of that.
Is that what he's saying, the big fella?
No, not what he said, no.
A man,
2 out of 3 ain't bad, yes.
Well, this is 4 out of 4 ain't bad. A man is returning home a day earlier than expected from a business trip, Jim. Always a worry.
Yes.
And while en route to his house, he asks the cabbie if he would be a witness because, Jimmy boy, he suspects his wife is having an affair.
Or even an affair.
Even an affair. And he wants to catch her in the act, okay, Jimmy boy?
Yes.
For $100, the cabbie agrees. So quietly they get in, just roll into the driveway, Jim, and sneak into the house. And the hubby and the... cabbie tiptoe into the bedroom. The husband switches on the lights, Jim, yanks the blankets away, and there is his wife, Jim, naked as a jaybird, with a man totally nude also. The husband puts a gun to the naked man's head.
Oh no.
And the wife shouts, wait, please don't do it. I lied when I told you I inherited all that money. It is he who paid for the Porsche that I gave you. It is he who paid for that new 25-foot fishing boat, Jim. It is he who paid for all the footy season tickets last year. It is he who paid for the house that we go to down by the lake. And it is he who paid for the golf trip to St. Andrews last year. Mm-hmm. He also paid for the country club membership and even pays the monthly dues, Jim. It is he. Shaking his head from side to side, the husband lowers the gun. He looks over at the cabbie and he says, "What would you do?" The cabbie said, "I'd cover him up just in case he gets a cold."
He's just long and poxy.
Oh, no, Bill.
Come on.
He was going to get a cold, Jim, and going to die. That's it. We couldn't.
That's it. No, that's it, Bill. Yeah.
I liked it.
As we said, Rabs, they start well and they end very, very
well. I had high hopes, but they dwindled when he went with Brent Williams.
Yep. Bailey. Good luck to Bailey tonight. Come on, Bailey.
And Ellis Pete.